blew it down. We couldn't pick it up, too many rocks for the combine anyhow. And it just lay there with all the stalks and stuff, just covered it. That's at the farm. I had 80 head of sheep, 5 acres of it. And it came up just so thick that I wished I had some way to thin it out, but there wasn't. But we got plenty of rain. That started in September, and latter part of August. The 1st of October, I opened it up and let the sheep get on there. It was that tall, just thick as hair on dog's back. And I kept that patch open till March the 1st. They could go in any time they wanted to. March the 1st, I had plenty of grazing outside. I just closed the patch. Of course, a lot of it, they pulled up and all, isn't it? That oats grew up about that tall. And I had my neighbor, he had a combine, combined it. I made 40 bushels to acre to boot. That's the easiest, most oats I ever made in my life. Unintentionally.
Right.
Volunteer oats.
Right. Well, your grazing land around here, is most of it open or is it fenced in or what?
It's fenced in. Yeah. That's no open land anymore, other than a public road.
Is it basically usually fenced in with barbed wire or?
Barbed wire and netting. But most of this country here south is barbed wire netting. North here, there's a lot of netting wire because they had goats and sheep. They used to run at random. 4-strand barbed wire fence wouldn't keep them, you know. They'd just go right on. And they raised them on the neighbor's property and everywhere else. And I remember that time, of course, my neighbor up there, his daddy had a lot of sheep and goats, and they were in our place all the time. And in those days, there were coyotes too, but they trained dogs to go with them. In other words, they took a little pup and raised him in the goat pen, sheep pen, fed him in there. That's all he knew. He didn't know there was such thing as another dog, other than maybe another trained one. And then after he got a certain size, they made him go with him. Took him out there and put him in pasture. When they'd come back, they spanked him. And we went along, and the goats and sheep were their friends, and they protected them. And my brother and I, they'd come in our place when we took care of the cattle. We used to have a little fun with those dogs. We aggravated them, and boy, they really stood up for their goat and sheep, see? And so they traveled all over that country at random. Then my daddy and brother, a couple of others, had property up there. They circulated a petition to have stock law. In other words, you want to raise something, raise it on your own property. Or fence, and they had a fence then, because their sheep and goats, they wanted to raise them, they had to put on netting, which they did. They won out. That's when all the netting came in. And now nearly all the ranches up there had netting on it.
Well, way back when, before you had wire fencing, what type of fencing did you use in this area?
Right there at New Fountain, my wife's great-grandfather's property that I owned for a while, there's still a remnant of that type of fence left. They got the cedar posts out of what they call the cedar breaks up north here. It's real dense, heavy, old, big cedar. And they must have been posts about that big. And they had tall posts. I don't know why they put that such tall posts in, because they didn't have fences that tall. They split them. Seemed like in quarters. And they were still arched about that big, and about that big at the base. And they put them in the ground deep enough. And cedar doesn't decay as readily as some others. But it depends on the soil, too. All right, they put them in, and to this day, those posts are there, and you can't shake them.